the last Radical Queer segment on QueerCore about a month ago, we interviewed Pierre of the Panthère Rose of Paris. Recently in Montreal, we've seen our own radical queer group, Les Panthères Roses, the Pink Panthers, enter the scene with a puken, fake coupons, and most recently, a pink block. Montreal's Pink Panthers describe themselves as a radical, queer, anti-capitalist, and anarchist group that are focused on fighting patriarchy, capitalism, homophobia, and heterosexism. Their actions as creative festive resistance. They entered the scene a couple of years ago with a creative action at the Imagination Film Festival. This year, the Pink Panthers showed their colors on Valentine's Day, holding a puken and distributing several hundred, actually, fake coupons to several ultra-capitalist, ultra-consumer stores in the gay village. Yesterday, we saw the Pink Panthers once again. It was the International Women's Day March, organized by the Fédération des Femmes de Québec, the Quebec Women's Federation. But the Pink Panthers organized with other radical queer groups, such as Triangle Trash from Ottawa and the Ass Pirates from Montreal. They organized what they called a pink block within this march. Their purpose yesterday? To denounce homophobia, heterosexism, and to march in solidarity with women and sex workers. They distributed flyers saying that they covered their faces yesterday in order to be seen. Gays and lesbians, bisexuals, queers, transgenders, people are everywhere. Their struggles are everywhere, but in order to be seen, they must cover their faces. And this group decided to do it in pink. Here's a couple of clips from an interview I did with one of the Panthères Roses yesterday. I began by asking her what she participated in yesterday.
I was with the Pink Panthers today. We organized the Pink Block today, as it was a march for Women's Day, organized mainly by FFQ and different unions and all kinds of stuff. And it was mainly to make a point about the queer reality and more of a radical point of view of women's oppression and human oppression in general, and bringing it to the root of the issue, which is mainly heterosexism and capitalism and different terms of oppression.
So you organized by wearing pink ski masks. What kind of effect did this have?
So we were about 30 of them, and that makes it a visual effect so strong that people reacted very strongly to it, and it awakened a big curiosity to people of any age and every origins, and we've passed like 600 little flyers, but people were just like really wanting them and reading them because they piqued their curiosity. Some were, like, it was not something to be afraid of, it was like shining pink. It was just ridiculous enough, but still kind of different from the rest of us, of the people there. And I think it really helped to do a propagation of different ideas in this woman days.
So the Pink Panthers describe themselves as being anarchist queers. What do you mean by that?
well, I guess queers in English doesn't need to be explained so much, but anarchists in terms of anti-capitalist, anti-statist, and seeing the tools of oppression as being very, very physically in the state, in the economical way we live, in the owning way we live, and in the sexual different definitions that we have to put in little boxes made as like target market by the capitalist market so they can make us clients through our sexuality and denouncing that. Another point that was quite neat today was that there was different members of different militant groups of all the scene of Montreal, and even one from Ottawa was there. There was like kind of a coalition forming of queers group, but also of people from other groups which are mainly working on other issues but were there in solidarity or as queers. And that's a big point, as the Pink Panthers were having that as an objective of making the queers point happen in the militants crowd of the city here. So that's like, it's the first queer contingent happening right now in Montreal in this march, so it was important for that, and I'm very, very happy that people from all kinds of tendencies participated to it.
What were your successes today?
Well, it happened. there was a big radical contingent, like made from people of many, many different groups, many different arts, many different languages speaking, and we made people smile, being curious about what queer was, demystify a bit about the balaclava and this kind of context with anarchists, that they seemed, maybe sometimes they felt more aggressive, being pink and explaining what our point was is another big victory, I think. And well, we've endured the boring speeches, made a big kissing, that was fun anyway.
What is a kissing?
It's just a whole bunch of people kissing.
And what's the point of that?
I guess to show that like there's many kinds of love, many kinds of sexuality, and we just decide to live it anyway in front of everybody and not hiding it.
So that's it for the Radical Queer segment today on Queer Core. Thanks to Les Panthères Roses for the interviews, and happy International Women's Day, everyone. This segment has been written, produced, and edited by Andrea Langlois and Melanie Sylvestre.